With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump praises America's friendship with Canada, but refuses to back down on tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In their first face-to-face meeting, the president told Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney,
"Regardless of anything, we're going to be friends with Canada."
On trade, however, Donald Trump struck a less friendly tone, saying the U.S. doesn't need anything from Canada, but Canada needs everything from America.
"We want to make our own cars. We don't really want cars from Canada."
And the president said nothing can be said that will change his mind on tariffs. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Supreme Court is allowing President Trump's administration to enforce a ban on transgender people in the military while legal challenges proceed. The High Court acted Tuesday in the dispute over a policy that presumptively disqualifies transgender people from military service. The court's three liberal justices said they would have kept the policy on hold. All four of Moscow's international airports are temporarily shut down today after an attack by Ukrainian drones. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
Nine other regional airports also temporarily stopped operating as drones struck areas along the border with Ukraine and deeper into Russia, according to officials. It was the second straight night that the Moscow region reportedly was targeted. The drone assault may threaten a planned Russian unilateral 72-hour ceasefire in the more than three-year war to coincide with celebrations marking Russia's Victory Day in World War II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, another down day with the Dow dropping 389 points, the Nasdaq lower by 154, and the S&P 500 declining by 43. This is SRN News. Americans ponder the Bible and what's true.
Polls indicate that most people don't really believe in absolute truth anymore, but they still have to figure out how to answer the hard questions in their life, and a lot of them still turn to the Bible. According to a new survey by the Cultural Research Center, 44% of adults say the scriptures are a good source of truth. 25% favor, quote, scientific facts, while 13% rely on their personal intuition, and the rest go with popular opinion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative George Simeon is the favorite to become Romania's next president after winning the first round of voting this past Sunday by a wide margin. Simeon's AUR party rose to prominence in the 2020 parliamentary elections by vowing to stand for family, nation, faith, and freedom. AUR opposes same-sex marriage and has close ties to the Romanian Orthodox Church. This is SRN News. New rules for the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
The Spelling Bee won't be so quick to force spellers into a lightning-round tiebreaker to decide a champion. The rule change follows criticism of the abrupt ending to last year's competition. Scripps has eliminated its requirement that the tiebreaker known as a spell-off be used when the B finals are nearing the end of their two-hour broadcast window and a champion has not been decided. B judges will instead have more discretion to let the competition play out even if it runs into overtime. Two of the previous three Bs ended in a spell-off. John Scott reporting.
North Dakota is the 11th state in the U.S. with a measles outbreak. The U.S. has 935 confirmed measles cases this year. That's triple the amount seen in all of the year 2024. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.